Yeah.
I have Dr. Kissinger for you, Mr. President.
Yeah.
There you are,
Mr. President. With regard to this text now, we have to wrap it up pretty soon.
Right. I gave the changes to Rose.
You did? Yeah.
Just
a second. Are there ones that...
They just concern the operative paragraphs, Mr. President.
The operative paragraph, right. Bring me... No, down there. Yeah. Okay. Sit down. Fine.
And I'll go up and just look through it very quickly to make sure there isn't anything else wrong.
Yeah. Let me ask two things. The line, we will stop all acts of force throughout Indochina, is not a good word. We need something better than that. All acts of force.
Well, this is to permit us to continue reconnaissance.
Well, I know, but we will stop all acts of...
You see, if you say war, that stops reconnaissance, too.
Okay. One other thing I think, however, that I believe, in view of the fact that we have made the new offer, it seems to me that we should take out, they would allow negotiations on a political settlement that reflects the popular will. Nobody believes anything in the popular will or anything like that. Sort of, you see what
on
I mean?
A political settlement, but we could say between the Vietnamese themselves.
I know, but why say it at all? I mean, the point is that what we are saying is that we will have an internationally supervised ceasefire, and we will then an POW. I mean, we've made a very simple offer here, and then we would withdraw our forces, etc.
Because
acts of forces.
Because for the foreign audiences, there has to be some prospect of how the political side is going to end.
Well. Okay, then let's change it. What is it? They would allow what? Negotiations on a political settlement?
Between the Vietnamese themselves.
Between the Vietnamese themselves. Okay.
Right.
And that's...